And a very warm welcome to the official BKB podcast, and delighted to talk to James Kennelly, who's just returned from the USA after his big fight with Laurent T. Nelson. James, how are we doing?
How you doing, Tom? You all right, mate?
Absolutely brilliant. Firstly, let's get straight into it. You know, many people thought you'd won the fight.
So did I. Obviously, so did I, to be honest with you. Absolutely gutted I ain't come back with that belt. You know, it's the only thing that's driving me insane, to be honest with you, that I haven't got that belt.
Did you think you'd won it?
Of course, yeah. Clean the shots, obviously getting the knockdown. I could see how they took 2 points off for holding, you know. But I just need, obviously, it's the first time fighting in the Trigon, so I'd have to get used to the actual dirty boxing side of it and stuff like that. I think I could have done better in them, that sort of aspect of it. But as far as clean the shots, the knockdown, that's me, you know. Great win. I haven't came back. Felt like I've lost or had a draw, you know. I felt like I've won. It's just I haven't got the belt to show it, you know.
He's beaten Brits and beaten good fighters. Is it as tough as you thought?
Oh, he's a tough man, that LT is, you know. I spent some time with him afterwards, you know. Obviously, bad blood before. He come up, apologised, your team. You know, we had a good conversation after and then. You know, like, at the end of the day, we're fighters at the end of the day. But look, you saw the fight for what it was, you know. He got hit with some shots, and so did I. But and he kept on walking through him, you know. Like, if you're not really ready for a man like that, it will break you, you know. That's why he's been beating the people. He would just walk through you and start breaking through people, you know, because he won't stop. So, yeah, man, all due respect to him, you know. He's a tough, tough fighter. Well, it's not my job to referee fights and stuff like that, you know. And as I say, BYB, they treat me like royalty out there, you know, and Mike Vasquez and Greg Bloom and...
Brilliant.
All these, got Eric Bloom. Yeah, they treat me so well out there, you know, and they don't decide the judges. It's not like it's their judges. It's commission-based out there. Like, a lot of things that went on out there, I like your stuff you see in the big title fights and stuff like that, where the commission don't let you leave the room, they keep the eyes on you, you know, the drug tests straight away, straight after the fight, all this, and blood tests. Like, it's proper top grade out there when it comes to them stuff out there, you know. And with the referees, they're all chosen from the commission, you know. The judges chosen from the commission. That's why when it comes to the draw, I'm not... Obviously, I can't be mad at LT. I'm just, you know, it's people made a decision. I'll never, ever get to see or know, you know. So, yeah, it's one of them.
And that's an interesting point you make. Nothing to do with the referees. Nothing to do with the judges, because they're not appointed by BYB. They're appointed by an outside commission. And I know Mike Vaquez of BYB was very complimentary about your performance.
Yeah, you know what? I performed well out there, you know, under the circumstances that I had, you know. 3-minute rounds. I'm going from 2-minute rounds. I'm fighting in the smallest combat surface there is in a Trigon. I never fought in that. I'm fighting in America. You know, there was a lot of things going against me, you know. And... I'll come out, to be honest with you, Tom, I won that fight at the end of the day, you know, and what I won't do is go on about it, you know, it could be a small sport and just constantly go on about I won this fight, you know. I see a lot of people with the comments and stuff saying, Rob, and people, and that's their own opinion, which is understandable, you know, but, you know, I don't feel like I've lost the fight, you know what I mean? I'll be straight up and honest, I don't feel like I've lost the fight. I went out there to do a job, and the job got done in my eyes, you know, because it says draw or whatever, just makes it for another fight if we have to do it that way. But, you know, and I'm gutted in that way, you know. I'm just gutted that I haven't got that belt, you know. It's the main thing that I wanted.
We would love, we'd love to see a rematch.
Rematch, yeah, and, yeah.
I think Jim's trying to sort it, to be honest. I think Jim Freeman's been trying to sort a rematch.
Yeah, it was a great fight. You know, we got fight of the night. You know, they give me an extra $1,000. Both of us got an extra $1,000 for getting fight of the night. You know, it's my first time in America, first time under all them rules. And I come out there and I've done the performance that I've done. I won that fight and I got fight of the night out there. And the praise and all the Americans are out there. They were so great with me, you know. You know, I had an American corner team, you know. Like, the team that I had was crazy. Freddie Delgado. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yes,
Freddie
absolutely.
Delgado. Him, whose only losses were like to Tommy Hearns and James Tunney, you know, and obviously another boxer. He was in my corner. Tony Suarez, who was in Andy Ruiz's corner when he fought Anthony Joshua. I had another guy that had a gym in the Bronx. He was in my gym. These are my three cornermen that I knew for 4 days. You know what I mean? And I pulled it out of the bag, you know, they helped me so much, you know, the what they've done for me out there, for me being like, so to speak, just an Englishman in their city and stuff like that, like, I can never thank them enough, you know, and the way I got treated by BYB, with letting me use in the Trigon while I was out there, because I went out there, what, week and a half before my actual fight to get climatized and stuff, and I'm glad I did, because the heat out there is something not to be messed with, you know.
I know you had a good profile thanks to BKB, but this representing BKB in the BYB ring, now you've got Americans saying this James Canelli, that has lifted your profile again.
That was my aim before I went out there. I told you, man, like, I'm going to do everything in my power to get the win out there, and I don't want to be known from America for a loss, and I'm not known for a loss, I'm known for a draw, if anything, you know what I mean? But anyone with eyes will understand that it's a win to me. It is a win to me. I beat the guy, I beat the man that beat the men, you know. He's beat the Castro, he's beat Franco, and he's beat Dan McGrathin, you know, and he stopped them all, you know. The guy was hitting them, and with all due respect to him, they were finding it very hard, you know. Mm. And I went in there, and I believe that I outboxed him, you know, like, and took some of his shots and landed my own shots.
Brilliant.
I just feel like what I said I was gonna do, I went and done. You know, I'm not sitting here going to scrape for it. I just feel like it was a tough fight. Don't get me wrong. I feel like now I understand that dirty boxing sort of side of it. You know, it's strange. Like, we never have it in ours. Some, you know, the BKB ring. We don't have any of that holding the head and uppercutting the head, and you can hold here and do this and them little things. I had to learn on the job, literally in the ring, in the trigon. So
and
to
that's
speak,
tough,
but, yeah.
Isn't it? That's tough learning on the job.
Listen, one thing that I've done that this whole trip is show how much of a strong-minded man I am. You know, showing how much determination, who I am as a person, is really showing me about this trip. It's not just going out there. I told you it was business. I told you it wasn't a holiday. I told you I weren't going out there, sticking my feet up, going out there with people and friends and family that wanted to come. You know, I never had none of it out there. I was on my own, you know. After about 4 days, Spencer McCracken can't come because he's involved with the British Boxing Border Control, you know. He's got professional fighters that we can't jeopardise him being in my corner when he's got them things going on, you know. He's a professional boxing trainer. So I brought out Adrian Sheeran, you know, and after about 4 days, Adrian Sheeran had to go home. His wife had some difficulties or something like that. He had to go home. So I'm telling you now, so 10 days I was out there on my own. I had to find a corner team. I had to make weight. I had to do all these runs. But, you know, thankful to Adrian as well, who had to go home, and Spencer. They was on the phone. They still messaged me. You know, I still was speaking to them and going through game plans with Spencer and letting me know about the weight and stuff like that. But realistically, I was out there on my own, doing it on my own and doing that walkout. Like the people, my corner team, I'd known for 4 days. You know what I mean? But as I say, man, it was like someone above Tom had literally said, James, we can't do you like this. But we're going to give you my corner team, they were like royalty in that place. Everyone knew who they were. And you know what I mean? It's like a blessing to be able to end up the way it did with the circumstances that I had, you know, and, you know, losing my corner team and my corner man and stuff like that, and having, you know, and being out there on my own in that hot sort of country was hard, hard work, but I come through it, Tom.
Everything against you, all them, Spencer couldn't go, and I know you rely on him, we'll talk about him in a minute. Then the other replacement had to go home. Nothing went for you, and yet you come up with that performance.
I'm telling you now, Tom, I'm honest with myself, the truth. I believe I would have stopped that man if I would have had my original corner team with Oscar McCracken there and my brother John there, and I had them for them 10 days prior to that fight. I was on my own. I don't need no sympathy. I don't want it, to be honest with you. This is a tough, tough game, you know, and I ain't here to moan and, oh, I had this, that. No one knows anything about that until I've spoken to you right this second about how my corner man had to go home because of his wife. The next thing, you know, I'm stuck in Miami on my own. I've got no one. I ain't even got a corner team. I started doing the little things. Mike Vasquez, Dada 5000, Bahamas, even Jose Fernandez, that was a main event guy, helped me out there.
Tell us a little bit about what pleased you most about your performance.
Beyond all what I had to go through, I mean, making a new weight of 76 kilogram as far as, because I'm 79 kilogram world champion over here. You know, I had to get down to the 76. The weather, just everything going against me, Tom. You don't understand, like, the amount of stuff that was going against me on that fight. You couldn't get your breath, you know. And I come through it, you know. And I won that fight, you know. To everyone that can see a fight and see how a fight is scored, sees that I won that fight, you know. So my mission to me is complete. Yeah, we could do it again, not a problem, you know. And obviously I have to go back to BKB now, but I'll tell you one thing, after fighting five rounds, 3 minutes each round in a small space like that, God help when I go back to BKB, when it's flipping 2 minute rounds, you know what I mean? And I'm in a ring that I get to go and I can move the way I want to move in that ring, you know. Everything was new to me. You know, I held myself integrity. You know, I went out there and I didn't disappoint BKB. I didn't disappoint my family. I didn't act a certain way. You know, I went out there with pride and I come back with pride. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm more beneficiate about. I've gone out there and represented in a good way.
Do you see it as unfinished business with Laurentí Nelson, though? Would you like to
unfinished? Sell? Well, I spoke to him afterwards. I told him to his face and to his coach to his face. I didn't win that. I told him that I won that fight. I believe I won that fight. There was no back and forth of saying he won that fight. He knows. Deep down, LT is a fighter. Believe me, this man will break, man. You know, he's the sort of person that you could be flashy, hitting with one, two, three combos, all them. And because he's still there, will break your will. And I believe my training, the way I am as a person, my determination got me through these certain sort of sticky situations when you're hitting a man that hard. And you could see his eyes rolling, but he's still coming for you. That's a whole new. You need to be a whole different character to be going through them. So,
I mean, listen, I've always known you've been tough, but since I saw your first fight, was it? Yeah, BKB 18, I think it was. You've improved immeasurably as a boxer. What's that down to, or who is it down to?
Well, you know, it's down to me at the end of the day. Obviously, I have my trainers and that and stuff like that, man. But you know, I've put all the work. You know, I'm always wanting to learn. You know what I mean? I've got the McCrackens now, you know what I mean? I'm always giving them flowers, but you got to understand one thing, that I've been doing it. There's a lot. You can't just be one side, you know what I mean? Spence is the angel on my shoulder, you know what I mean? And my determination of who I am and how I get down in these training camps, Tom. You know, the way I train for these, I've just done 9 weeks of my whole life. I've done the whole of June, the whole of July, and I've fought on August the 10th. I haven't been out. I've trained 6 days a week. I've trained twice in them 6 days and I've only had one day off, you know, and that's wow. All I've had for 9 weeks of my life. This is serious business. And yeah, and that's what I've done. I don't wake up in the morning time and think I'm just going to go on a run and afternoon I'm going to spar. Everything's scheduled with me. Everything's written down. Spence writes everything down. You know, like, this is serious business to me, you know, and that's the reason why I put that performance on. You know, like, I know I could have done better in that fight. There's things in that fight that when I watched the fight back that I could have done this or if I would have known about this or, you know. But that's why I'm improving all the time, Tom, because I'm a good learner. You know, I wanted to learn. I wanted to be world champion. I wanted to go out to America. I wanted it. Everything. I've just lived the dream I have, Tom. What's just happened the other day with the walkout, with the ceremonial weigh-ins, with being in the press room and doing all the interviews. It was a dream come true. What's just happened to me out there? You know what I mean? It's just obviously I haven't got the belts. You know what I mean? The belt would have been the top on the case. But you know what? A draw. I never ever thought I'd have a draw in a bare knuckle fight. You know, it's the craziest thing in the world. I think it's a draw. What does two men need to go through for them two to be getting a draw in a bare knuckle fight? But you know, as I say, big respect to LT. You know what I mean? Big respect to him. You know what I mean? Because I spent some time with him after that. Like an hour after the fight, he's in my hotel room. I think an hour and a half after our fight, he's in my hotel room with me.
Brilliant.
Still talking to him. We both got back. We both got black eyes. We both got swollen hands. And I'm talking to him, you know, we're having conversations. And then he was in the hotel with me for 2 days after that. And I spent some time with him. I spoke to him and stuff like, you know. So, and he don't make them decisions about who gets to draw and the winners. But I know deep down, his heart to the heart, if he had to make a decision, he knows he lost that fight. You know what I mean? Like, he knows. You know what I mean? But what, as I say from when I started the interview, what I won't do, Tom, is go on about it. Be a small sport. You know what I mean? People saw what they saw. And then, no, you know. At least he didn't go out there and get my ass kicked, you know what I mean? Imagine coming back and get my ass kicked. This interview would have been a whole lot different, Tom.
You know what I mean? Have you come back to BKB? Do you think you've come back a different fighter, a better fighter? Do you think you've come back like that way?
No, I feel like I'm getting a better fighter from the man I am now, you know what I mean? My training camp. Listen, I've got my hands. There you go, that one. Yeah. I can't even close.
Look at them.
That one I'm just about to close. But that jab that was hitting him on that flipping steel head of his is ridiculous, mate. And that this is like 4 days from apart. And obviously with my eyes, obviously it's just it's like little nicks on my eyes. So when you get a little nick on there, I haven't got no cuts or no damage, no broken nose, no lips all right, no my teeth and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like as far as my face, it's more of a case of this internal stuff that's going on now. But Yeah, as I say, big respect to LT because he don't make them decisions. BYB, thank you so much for the experience. You know what I mean? It was great with me, you know. You know, there was in Mike Vasquez, you know what I mean? Like, I was in his office nearly every day. He was letting me train in the gym. And I was just trying to embrace all of it. Time I thought, this is not going to, I've got to strike the iron while it's hot. And while I was out there, I was venturing around. I must have done over about £1,000 out there, just floating about and Ubers and stuff like that, you know. But I didn't care. I thought the experience, man, it's worth more than money this is, you know what I mean? And I really did embrace it, you know. And things that have happened now, I used to dream of and have happened.
So what now for James Kennelly?
What now for me? I know they've got Thailand in December. Let's go on now. Let's get back to the. I'll go back to the question you just said as well. It's the case of, have I improved really? Listen, I've just come out of doing 3-minute bare knuckle rounds in a small surface when it comes to a boxing ring. When I go back to these 2-minute rounds, these are nothing to me, Tom. You know what I mean? And iron sharpens iron, and LT is iron. You know, he is iron. I can see the reason why he can break people down. You can be classier than him. You can be better boxer than him, and he will keep coming. You know what I mean? So all respect to him. He's horrible. He's like something. He's like a universal soldier, mate. Like, you hit him, and he's like, like Land of the Living Dead. When I've done the face off with him, it was like looking at someone at the Land of the Living Dead. He's like, he's morphed into some. You know what I mean? Like. You know what I mean? There's something wrong with the guy, you know? There's something wrong with the guy, Tom. But you know what I mean? Like, fair play to him, man, because he got caught with some big shots, mate. And the right hand that hit him, mate, I just saw it in his eyes, but something doesn't stop him coming forward, you know?
Who would you like to get into the ring with next?
I don't have all that. I don't choose people and all that. Obviously, I want big fights, you know? I think I'm done with all these English guys now, you know what I mean? I want to do something more. You know, me and Jim and Joe will talk and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But they know how I am. They know what I wanted. And to be honest with you, they've been giving me what I wanted, you know. I asked for the American fight. I got the American fight, you know, and I ventured around there and stuff like that. And, you know, I believe, like, I can do so much more better than that. I can do so much more. There's more to come from me, Tom. And I ain't joking, mate, you know what I mean? I was about to go on a run last night. I'm just because I've been training that much. I'm ready to go back to training and just start to get my body moving about him, because just sitting around and just celebrating. Well, I was about to say celebrate winning, celebrating a draw. Let's say, you know what I mean? Pissed off.
What about being? Do you fancy in BKB being a you're the world lightweight champ? Do you think you could be a two weight world BKB champion?
I'll fight any of them, mate. Who wants to fight? Who wants to fight? You know what I mean? I'm going to be a dangerous, dangerous person now with 2-minute rounds, let me tell you now, because I'm going to take more risks, you know what I mean? Try getting in that ring with a man that's knocked out every Brit he's faced in his service, in his country, under 3-minute rounds, and tell me I'm not going to go back to a boxing ring that's 2-minute rounds, a different sort of fight. I saw something in then. Wait until my next fight, Tom. Wow. My next fight, I'm going to be very, very dangerous, mate. You know what I mean? And you know me, man. I never talk smack and I never go on.
No.
That's how it's going to be, you know what I mean? I've morphed into something different now. So,
when will you be back in the ring?
Well, I want Thailand in December, I do. That's what we spoke about before. Venture around, let's get the BKB show in Thailand. Let's go out there and defend my world title out there somehow, you know. Let's see who they've got. You know, how long we got now, where we are, we're on August, September, October, November, December. But it's 4 months, so I could have 6 to 7, 8 weeks off. And I could do, what, an 8-week training camp for December, you know, if they want to go like that, you know. But that's the only realistic show, if you're looking at a show for me getting ready for, that can actually be on. Otherwise, it's going to be next year. And hopefully, BYB can get me on a show back out there to have a rematch with LT. And obviously, get my belt that I should be having, Tom, you know what I mean?
It's the only thing. World Diamond
belt. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, I want to fight LT again. Of course I will, but I want the belt. If I have to fight him again to get that belt, it's going to have to be in for the belt. I mean, it's just driven me insane not having that belt, Tom. You know what I mean? Like, it's the only thing. It was like, because my dad's from Ireland and in Galway and all that, the belt looked Irish. It was a green, white,
yes,
and gold belt. Like, it looked Irish, like an Irish belt. I kept on envisioning it, taking it to my dad's grave and doing them sort of things with it. And it pissed me off. I was like, that belt, I should have that belt sitting next to me. You know what I mean? Regardless of his joy, everyone saw me win. But I ain't got the belt just to be able to do that with it. You know what I mean? And that's the only thing that's really got to me. You know what I mean? other than that, you know what I mean? Everyone saw with their own eyes what they saw, you know what I mean? LT did not beat me, you know what I mean? Simple as
you
that.
You did BKB proud, mate, without a shadow of a doubt.
Thank you.
You did
thank
Birmingham
you,
proud. You did Birmingham proud as well. We're proud of you in the city, you know?
Yeah, hopefully I did, you know what I mean? Like, we're all tough as nails. Us Birmingham, we ain't to be played with, you know, us Birmingham people, especially when it comes to us fighters. You know what I mean? Like, we're getting down to the nitty gritty now, you know what I mean? All of us fighters, we can go, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Just finally.
I'm just one of them.
Just finally, have you considered, because you've got your own gym with your family and that, have you considered perhaps developing BKB talent or talent for BKB?
Do you know what? I've had so many come to me as far as this BKB. And do you know what it is, Tom? I'm so focused on my own career and stuff like that, man. I don't want to be in the mode of training people. You know what I mean? It's a whole different mindset, you know, this training, getting people. But, you know, later on, you never know. I might become my own BKB promoter. I might be able to work with Jim and Joe. And I don't know. But, you know, after I'm done with the sport, as far as fighting, I'm not just going to go out and just fizzle out to nowhere. You know, I put years and put my life into this game. You know what I mean? If, like Smudger Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I give him his leg up onto the thing. I give him a gym to train in. I give him a trainer, as far as my brother. I mean, I introduced all them together. I'm not even made the phone call for him. So there's one for you already. You know what I mean? And he's shining at the moment. Obviously, he never got the win on his last fight, but he'll learn from that. You know what I mean? I see him being going up in weight. 69 kilograms is not his weight category. When he starts moving up to the 70s, he's going to be a lot stronger and a lot sturdier, you see. And that's what I do see from him, you know. But there's one that I'll give on the way. But yeah, court developing talent and stuff. But Tom, it's not a sport that you have kids and you say, do you know what? I want you to grow up to be a bare knuckle fighter. It's just not one of them sports, you know. I don't think it's one of them, like, you want your kids to be a bare knuckle fighter. So how do you grow from it, really? Yeah, you do. Yeah, when you grow up, I want you to be, nah. I don't think anyone's ever said that to their child, you know what I mean? It just happens to be, we're in the era now of the bare knuckle fighting again now. 2023, we'll be coming back from the 1800s, you know, like, we're in the prime of it now. And then years from now, like, you're going to see people earning millions from this and all this sort of stuff and getting big exposure from it. And I'll be known as a pioneer. And remember James Kennedy had that fight. And, you know, that's all I'll be able to ever take away from it, you know what I mean? Like, and other than these experience that I'm taking on. But, yeah, I'll bring some more fighters along, and I know what you need to be in you to become a bare knuckle fighter. Never mind just the actual bare knuckle; it's the training side of it and stuff like that. I do. That's when I saw Smudger Smith. I knew when I spoke to him, I saw him. I thought, yeah, he's got something in him. He has, and he has. You know, he has. He's been in there. He's had his good fights. Man, he trains hard, and you know, and there's more to come. There's more to come from Kennedy's gym, definitely.
Listen, unbelievable. It was just fascinating to see you develop and become such a great fighter. World champion. I've got a feeling people are going to have to work hard to get that away from you.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I ain't going to stop until the walls fall off, you know what I mean? And do you know what? I put my life into this, mate, and I absolutely love it, you know what I mean? And we love it. I'm doing what I'm doing, you know. It's hard, it's tough, you know what I mean? Look. These are my war wounds. This is what I do when I go to work, people, you know what I mean? Like, hands swollen, blowed up, you know what I mean? So, when you're chilling there on your night with your nice hot cup of tea with not a mark on your face, be grateful for the life you have, you know what I mean?
You're not wrong. Listen, James, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much for talking to the official BKB podcast. Folks, if you've loved what James has said, leave a review. Tell us what you think. But it's been absolutely fascinating. James, thanks for talking to us, and thanks for your efforts out there for the country, for BKB, and for Birmingham, mate. Listen, take care, mate. We'll see you soon. Cheers, everybody. Thanks very much. We'll
see you
soon.
Thank you, Tom. See you later, mate.